The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us. Because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God. My heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, 26th of Jamadil Awwal, 1444, of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Azar 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of December 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to chapter Al-Furqan, verse 72 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walladhina la yashhaduna az-zura wa idha marru bil-lagwi marru kirama.
And they are those who do not testify to falsehood, and when they pass near ill speech, they pass by with dignity.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Not only committing sin is unlawful, but also attending a sinful gathering and viewing a sin is forbidden. To avoid attending a sinful gathering and being disrespectful to sinners is a kind of prohibition of sin. Following the previous holy verses in which some of the attributes of the servant of the beneficent are mentioned, this verse, I mean verse 72 of chapter Al-Furqan, explains the ninth outstanding attribute of theirs and says, "And those who witness no falsehood." Thus, special servants of Allah or the special servants of the Beneficent neither bear false witness nor attend sinful and vain parties, for attending such parties is both confirming sin and preparation to defilement of soul and heart.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. That often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're speaking about the behavior and social interaction of a believer on today's special. From an Islamic perspective, character and manners are comprehensive. One must have the proper behavior and actions with respect to their creator, with respect to their own soul, with respect to the others he interacts with respect to the other beings, and with respect to all parts of creation. The most important category is behavior with respect to the creator, as that will influence all of the other categories. This embodies having the proper relationship with Allah and submitting to Him in a sincere fashion with a correct attitude. A Muslim is not free to behave in any way he wishes with respect to animals or inanimate objects. Indeed, he will be answerable to Allah concerning his behavior towards all things. Everything in this creation that has been put at the disposal of humankind is nothing more than a trust from Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, if you want to be with the Almighty God and to dwell in paradise next to the Most High, then the world and its manifestations should be despised in your eyes, and you should always make death your goal and do not save anything for yourself. Know that what you have already offered of righteous deeds will be beneficial to you, and you will lose from the good deeds that you have delayed. The next actually characteristic or feature or the code of conduct that is expected from a believer, from a follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt, is his effort in bringing reforms or bringing new innovations in the community and in the society. Among the characteristics expected from the true follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt is guiding and reforming deviant people and correcting deviant people to the right way. They not only walk the path of truth, but from the bottom of their hearts, they want others to be like that too. The followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, are not only looking for their own salvation, but day and night they are thinking of the correcting and guiding the misguided and those infected with all kinds of deviations.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
During the last episode of today's special, in this part, we were listening to Muslim Code of Behavior. For today, we introduce you learning to forgive. We will, in a world where people hate, hold grudges, and cannot stand each other. Allah wants His people to learn forgiveness and to learn how to let go. If we have a clean heart only, then we will have inner peace, and that is what our Islam teaches us. Allah is the supreme being, only He has power over all. He does not want people to be proud and arrogant, as they have no power. They cannot tear the earth, nor can they reach the mountains. Allah has made everything, and He is sufficient enough. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at one of the social behaviors, honesty. The integrity of the Prophet Muhammad before he received Allah's divine message was due to two evident aspects of his behavior: honesty and truthfulness, as-sadiq and al-amin. Pagan and idolatrous Arabs entrusted their wealth to the care of the Prophet Muhammad simply because honesty is admired by all regardless of faith, race, and color. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, "There are three acts that are not excusable to ignore. The return of what has been entrusted, regardless of the owner being righteous or a sinner. The fulfillment of covenant, regardless of these being held with honorable or dishonorable people, and being kind to parents, whether they are righteous or not." What a beautiful hadith. The hadith emphasizes the merit of honesty and trustworthiness that the Quran refers to as being signs of true faith. Look at chapter 23, verse 8. "Those who are faithful will certainly attain success, as will those who remain true to their trust and covenants."
One day when a person came to him, he was crossing the lines. When the prophet speaks, people are gathered around him. There is no microphones. So if they want to listen to the prophet, they have to get closer to him. So it's packed, packed. When he speaks on the pulpit, on the member of his mosque, around him is packed. There is no space. A rich man came who newly accepted Islam. And he thought that his wealth is going to earn him a good spot near the prophet. He came, he found the masjid overcrowded. So he started crossing the lines. He did not sit where he ended up. No. He wanted to come close to the prophet. Why? Because his pocket is full. Not because his heart is full of faith. His pocket is full. So he came, and then he started pushing people and yelling at some of them, "Move! Don't you see me? Move!" The prophet stopped his speech. The prophet of mercy, the prophet of akhlaq, the prophet who does not give in to this intimidation. He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care. He doesn't get his salary from this one or that one. Why should he care? He's responsible before God, not before people, before God. The prophet stopped his lecture, and he was angry. He said to this man, "What are you talking about? Because you are rich, you are insulting those people here? You want to sit next to me because you are rich? We don't sell tickets here. This is not a World Cup, you know, where you buy a ticket for €2,000 to sit in the front. This is a mosque. The house of God belongs to anyone. First come, first served. If you want to sit here next to me, come early." And the prophet was so angry. He said, "I am about to punish you. If this person who you insulted him allows me, I will physically discipline you. Physically discipline you. لَأُوجِعَنَّ ظَهْرَكَ. This is the word the prophet used. لَأُوجِعَنَّ ظَهْرَكَ. I will hurt your back." But the man who's poor, his pocket is empty, but his heart is rich with kindness, with goodness, with humility, with insaniya, with humanity. He's a humane. He said, "La ya Rasulallah, I forgive him. I forgive him for his mistakes. I forgive him." A religion of love, religion of respect.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and since people in the Christian West are approaching Christmas, which they believe to be the birthday anniversary of the virgin-born prophet, Jesus, peace be upon him, here is a passage from the blessed household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, relating to God's admonition to the Messiah. O Jesus, you were created by my word. Mary gave birth to you at my command, that I sent to her by my spirit, the trusted Gabriel of my angels. Until you grew up as one alive and walking, and all of this was in my foreknowledge.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about bribery and giving gifts to, administrators or people who are in high positions in the government or something. The Prophet said, giving gifts to the administrators of the government is prohibited, all kinds of them. Abu Hamid al-Shahidi said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam employed a man from the tribe of Bani Asad, who was called Ibn Utbiyah, to go and collect some charity. And when he came back, he said, this is for you, and this is my gift, assuming possession of some of the donation for himself. So the Prophet ascended the pulpit. he praised Allah and extolled him. And then he said, "What is it with the administrator who we send to work?" And he comes back and says, "This is for you and this is for me." He should sit in the house of his mother and father and see if he is given a gift or not. By he who owns my soul, anything that he takes, he will be carrying on his neck on the day of resurrection. Even if it is a grumbling camel, a bellowing cow, or a moaning sheep. So, you know, this is something very prohibited, very wrong. People who are working in high positions in government, they should avoid doing such a thing. And the people who are working with them, who want something from them, want their, you know, work to get done, they also should, you know, be careful and avoid doing such a thing, giving gifts to these administrators in order to get their work done. Unfortunately, you know, this is something very rampant. In some countries, it's, you know, this form of corruption is more prevalent than others. You know, it's gotten to such an extent that, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's just taken as a given that, you know, if you want your work done, you have to give a bribe, you know. You know, and unfortunately for poor people who don't have the resources to do such a thing, you know, it becomes very difficult for them, you know, to get their work done. You know, who's, you know, for the poor person, you know, how is he going to, you know, come up with the money to get his work done and give this bribe? And it's become so bad that even if you want, you know, to do a simple task, it's like, you know, for example, getting your passport made or, you know, getting a small right that, you know, belongs to you, you know, taken care of, you know, you have to pay a bribe. We should take model from our Prophet, you know, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to eliminate this grave malady from society. And, you know, this is the only way, you know, in which we can, you know, progress as a society. You know, and, you know, the people, disbelievers have figured out that, you know, this is something wrong and it's kind of detrimental to the progress of society. And they've kind of figured out ways to eliminate it, you know, at least in the lower levels of, you know, administration. But, you know, we should kind of pursue this as well. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the prohibition of gifts to administrators from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem,
a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School, and I want to say hello and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, how are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah, everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So, brothers, today, inshallah, we'll have again one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 158 of Surah Al-Baqarah, right? So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please hold your Quran and turn to page 24, verse 158 of Surah Al-Baqarah. We will have a short explanation and also the tajweed rules, the most important ones in this ayah. So, before we start, I want everyone to listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna as-safa wal marwata min sha'airillah. فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم.
Now I will be reciting, inshallah. Make sure you dress, listen and repeat. Okay, brothers and sisters,
yes.
Please do so. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله.
إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله.
فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما.
فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوْ اَعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا.
وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ.
وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ.
أحسنت. Thank you so much. إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, Safa and Marwa are among Allah Almighty's sacraments or signs. شَعَائِر is the plural form of شَعِيرَة, which means the sign, sacrament. Now, Safa and Marwa, have you ever visited Hajj?
No.
Or have you ever performed Hajj pilgrimage?
No.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I neither did I. Okay. I also didn't. So may Allah Almighty, inshallah, bless us, okay?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So, Hajj is one of the important principles and ahkam in Islamic rulings, okay? So it's wajib upon every Muslim who is capable, who has the certain conditions, okay? If someone meets those conditions, so it's wajib upon him to do once in his life. It is wajib once. Others are mustahab, but sometimes, yeah, you do hajj in behalf of someone, okay? Someone pays all the, for example, the expenses, okay, and you are going to do it, perform Hajj pilgrimage in behalf of them, okay, so it becomes wajib upon you. Otherwise, once in your life, It's wajib. Or sometimes you, for example, make a nadhr, okay? Vow, okay? So it becomes wajib also.
So okay? You say that... pays all the expenses and you go hajj.
Mm-hmm.
It will be counted as your hajj too.
No. Look, 10, for example, if we count it as from 10, okay? If we count the thawab, the reward, okay? Nine parts will be yours. One part will be him, for him, okay? Understood? If you perform hajj on behalf of someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, now Safa and Marwa, two places, okay? They're not too far, two places. That Hajar, Lady Hajar, salamullah alayha, mother of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, okay? The wife of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ismail alayhi salam was born, okay, he was so thirsty, like he was so thirsty, and Hajar alayhi salam, okay, on the mountain of Safa and Marwa, okay? On the mountain of Safa, she was sitting, okay, and Ismail alayhi salam was crying, and the story, you know, okay?
Yes.
And she, yes, like, went there to Marwa, Safa to Marwa seven times, okay? And finally, there was a water, okay? Like, the baby, yeah, moved his feet, okay? And
yes,
the water stream started, yes?
Yes,
yes. Okay. So now, you know the story. So Allah Almighty says these two are from Sha'air, the signs, the sacraments of Allah Almighty. It means if someone does these things, it means he is a Muslim, okay? The explanation of this ayah, I want you to, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir book, okay? To the Hadith book also. The Ahkam books about how to perform Hajj, Umrah, how to perform the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, okay? Many things are there that, inshallah, you can learn. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ. Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So let's go to the important tajweed rules here. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله إن نون مشدد. Next, الصفّة starts with همزة الوصل لام then plus مسن letters صفّة, right? صاد صفّة. Here you skip همزة الوصل plus لام. لام also will be skipped. Why? Because صاد is a sun letter. إن الصفّة. Make sure.
Yes.
There is a tashdeed on the top of Saad, which makes it easier for you to understand that you have to join Inna Noon with
Saad.
Skip Hamzatul Wasl plus
and Lam.
Lam. Wal Marwata. Look. For what? Wal Marwata. Al Marwa. Mim. After Lam. Why do you do not skip Lam? Why do you not say Wam Marwata? Because Mim is
moon
letter. Harful Qamari. That's why Lam is not skipped. Okay?
But Lam has sukun, so it should be pronounced.
Yes, it is. You don't skip it. So, next one. Min sha'airillah. Min nun sakin shin. Shin is from rest of the letters. Like we had four groups of letters. Among those, the first three groups, shin is not among those groups. So it's from the rest of the letters. Here we have to apply the rule.
Ikhfa.
We hide the nun sound. But make it clear that the sheen is going to come after it, yes? Let your listener understand that the letter sheen comes after noon sakin. Min sha'a. Do not say min. Clearly do not pronounce noon. Min sha'a. Actually, ikhfa is opposite to idhar. Idhar, you make it clear. You pronounce noon clearly. But ikhfa, no. Hide it a bit. Yeah?
Yes.
Min sha'airillah. Sha'a mad. Hamza is in the same word. So mad is wajib, six counts. Min sha'airillah. The word Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah must be pronounced lightly. Why, Hassan? There is
kasra.
A kasra before the word Allah. So that's why you have to pronounce it lightly. Min sha'airillah. So you see there is a salah which tells you
wasl is better than
waqf. Yes. فمن حج البيت فمن نون ساكن plus ها إظهار. إظهار فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر أو اعتمر two ساكن letters واو doesn't have كسرة literally okay yes واو is ساكن عين is ساكن حمزة الوصل is as well there so if you want to read three ساكن letters two ساكن letters okay so حرك بالكسر put a كسرة on the at the bottom of the واو and read it a wi'tamara
yes
aw i'tamara no a wi'tamara skip hamzat al wasl a wi'tamara fala junaha alayhi aha ay yatawafa noon sakin plus ya merge it join them ay yatawafa
with
make sure two tashdid we have yatawafa aha yatawafa no yatawafa bihima jim says It's okay. You can continue Guys. Or stop. No problem. Two options. Okay, Hassan? Okay, Which one do you choose?
Stop.
No problem. وَمَن تَطَوَّعَ نُن سَاكِن تَا Rest of the letters. إِخْفَى وَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا تَنْوِين plus فَا Again, rest of the letters. إِخْفَى خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ تَنْوِين عليم عين from إظهار letters
yes
حمزة ها ها عين غين خا so عين is there إظهار شاكر عليم that's it the important rule تجويد rules الحمد لله we learn them in this ayah make sure inshallah you practice okay حسن حسين علي ناصر and فوا right brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us make sure if you had any questions please let us know We will help you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Again, we recommend you stay with us in IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. If you have any questions?
Huh? No
questions? No. See you, inshallah, in the coming session. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن
مخلد فيها المعاندين.
Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك, but you, holy are your names, أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين, have sworn that you will fill it with the unbelievers, both jinn and men, وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين, and that you will place those who stubbornly resist therein forever. وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا, and you, majestic, is your eulogy, said through kindness and favor, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ, is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They are not equal. So this is the important difference between the lifestyles and the eventualities of this, of living in this world, actually. The Holy Quran explicitly differentiates between these two groups. And as we said and had a look at some different verses of the Holy Quran, we understood that fasiq is not able to receive the heart, receive through his heart the light of Almighty Allah's mercy, the light of the Holy Quran and the proof he has to his creatures. Now, this was one role of the heart in the life of human beings. The other aspect of heart is that it plays the role of disseminating the light and guidance that it has received from Allah. So this light will help the man. This light will somehow control the movements and speech and stands and relations of that person. So the verses of the Holy Quran are replete with mentioning this second aspect of the soul. For example, the Holy Quran says in the An'am chapter, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Is he who was lifeless, then we gave him life and provided him with a light by which he walks among the people, like the one who dwells in a manifold darkness which he cannot leave? كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This verse is exactly like the part of the verse that was mentioned in the Kumail supplication. Or for example, in chapter Hadid, in the 28th verse, we read, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. O you people who have faith, be wary of Allah and have faith in His Apostle, and as a result He will grant you a double share of His mercy and will give you a light to walk by. He will forgive you, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful.
To create your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name, you have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer.
Paradise, oh what a feeling, paradise. Thank you Allah that we're here, feeling so good.
It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
As we had a look at some verses of the Holy Quran, dear listeners, we understand that this light Almighty Allah gives to the true believers is based on which the believers establish their relations with the people and move with it among them, be it in politics, be it in business, or in rest of their affairs. This light is the light of Allah, which He subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to His servants. The Exalted says, "And one whom Allah has not granted any light has no light." This is the importance, this is the magnificence of the heart in the process of receiving this guidance. It receives this light from Allah, and then man uses it to direct his sight, his hearing, the rest of his organs. And this is a sign of a sound heart being healthy. It receives the Quran, it gives out the Quran. Just, it is similar to that kind of soil which takes in light and air and water and gives out its good fruits. Mentioning one of the characteristics of the Holy Quran, this commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, "The book of Allah by which you speak, you see and listen." Now, this is why Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions this part of the verse in here. If the soundness of the heart is lost, then it would be having no power of receiving the divine light. It would be unable to receive the descending Quran, and thus it will lose the power of directing man to raise the supplication towards Allah by prayer and supplicating to Him. This is the state of inqita'ul qalb from the Almighty Allah. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَفُ. Of course, these two different groups are not the same. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life, ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
As-salamu alayka ya Amin Allah fi ardi.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Ali's faith. Ali's spiritual virtues are related to faith, which is above all virtues. For faith in man will lead him to the eternal blessing of paradise and divine pleasure, and he will be rescued from the painful punishment of hell. On polytheism, which is the opposite